Ready, everyone?
Ready, everyone.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And Nicole and Julian.
And people.
Yeah. We still need to get Lou to
fix
do a
that.
Different one.
Yeah.
Well, Lou's very busy.
Yeah, Lou
is very busy being unemployed and doing Spanish videos for myself.
Yeah, which I already have a story on that one. Lou taped a Spanish video for Ricky, and
can we do the intro, like what show number we're on and stuff first? Is
oh,
that
I'm
okay?
Sorry,
that's okay. I didn't really
no,
go into that.
No, let him finish, and then we'll do it. It doesn't matter right at this very moment. Go
oh,
ahead.
Okay. Oh, okay. Laundry's done.
Yeah, right. So anyway, Ricky's room was such a mess. He used my room for the video. My bedroom.
Yes. I didn't feel like cleaning my room because I'm doing that today.
As a matter of fact, his exact words were, okay, today your bedroom is my bedroom. Okay.
Oh. Julian thought he would never hear those words come out of Ricky's mouth.
Yeah.
So welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And this is Nicole.
And you are listening to episode 224. We are not recording it right now, so let's do that. Let's archive this. Uno momento, por favor.
You did that shit on purpose, didn't you?
Actually, I think it's already archiving. I think it did it on its own.
Veritable said that he can hear us.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excelente.
Excelente.
See.
So, yes, we're back live, and I can't believe it, because...
Yeah, and we don't have to deal with the live calls this time.
Yes, we're not doing live calls, although you can call 206-984-3685, and it'll go straight to our email address. We can play it then.
Yeah.
Because right now, we really don't have a good way of playing live calls until Daniel helps us out with that.
Yeah.
Well, you mean until Ricky figures out how to play the call at the right time.
No, you
didn't. I did go there.
No, you fucking didn't.
Yeah, they were blowing out. Their live calls were blowing out my eardrums.
Franco says, fucking bitches, no live calls.
That's the only reason he's here.
Well, you can call Ricky's phone number and we'll hold you up to the...
Actually, it was quite tragic, the live shows were, I mean, the live calls.
Yeah.
Actually, the first half, wonderful, great. The second half, Julian started going crazy, and he was like, no more calls. Exactly like that.
No wire hangers, no fucking calls.
Tina, bring me the axe.
Ooh, you sounded creepy when you did that.
Why, thank you.
I liked it.
Yeah, I took my crazy pills late today, so...
Oh, okay.
I may get a little dizzy and weird.
Oh, okay.
Just warning.
Okay.
Are you nervies?
Uh-huh.
It made me rub my hands on my pants like you do. The nervy nerves. Oh, but I don't like that.
What pills, Frank?
Graham Schmoodle came into the room, which is Brian. He goes, is this the fan page for That's What She Said? Oh, it's not. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, asshole.
The answer to your question, Franco, is Lexapro. two each day.
Franco,
rubbing them thighs. How does he know about that?
Because I just said it.
Oh, I'm not reading. Sorry.
She didn't say it in the chat room.
Yeah, oh no, I said it out loud.
Apparently he's not reading or listening.
No. You're done. Just shut up for the rest of the cast. Me and
okay, bye.
Me and Julian will talk.
I got my OCD fix out early this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
After they cut down the tree in the front yard, they, like, moved all my landscape lights and set them out of the way. Well, they put them back, and they weren't...
In the right order.
They weren't level or straight or spaced equally. So I had to measure and space them equally and make sure they were all level. And
did you bust out your measuring tape to make sure it was precisely?
Well, duh.
Wow.
And my upside down marking paint.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, Franco got kicked because he flooded.
That
happens to me a lot.
Too many messages. That's what happens.
Mm. He likes to talk.
Oh, I like that everyone's in the room quoting Mommy Dearest.
Of course, because I'm not one of your fans.
And then she chokes the fuck out of that bitch.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt, Helga.
Oh, Helga, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt. So, what's been going on, people?
Oh, let's see.
Nothing with me.
Okay, bye. That's our live show for the day. Yeah.
Well, I was typing a thing, and then I got distracted.
Really?
See how hard it is?
Is it a little hot in here to y'all?
No.
Well, it is, but we can't turn on the air conditioner in here because they'll hear it.
Can we turn on the fan?
Yeah. Can you turn on the fan?
Because you're the closest.
Where's the fan thing?
There's a switch on that wall over there.
You're the closest.
You're the closest.
Get up, you lazy ass. Light.
Do you have to get under the table in the dark now?
Shine a little light. I'm a vampire.
While you're down there.
Oh, sure.
You turn on the fan and then it started to smell weird in here.
That's Ricky's ass odor.
Wafting.
Swirling around the room.
Stop, Bruno.
Oh, my God.
Who saw Bruno? Anyone?
Did anyone in the room see Bruno this weekend? Because you haven't.
I did.
Run, don't walk.
Bruno, he's fucking schwatten. I don't know what that is, but it's something Bruno would say.
Ach, yeah.
Ach, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Franco. I totally agreed that that laugh needed to stop.
Ein or aus. Oh, my God.
I think it was like 50 times funnier than Borat.
Borat.
I never saw that either.
Oh, my
God.
Now, this one, I could say if you're like a really like uptight gay, you probably shouldn't see this movie.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Are you an uptight gay, Julian?
I was looking at Big Fatty over there.
Oh.
But he's not uptight, believe me.
Okay.
No. I don't find him to be uptight either.
But,
what's on your hand? It's like shit.
No,
you still have jizz from this morning?
My lunch. I had the rest of my,
ew.
Abuelos. It's brown. Those beans.
You didn't wash your hands before you did the show?
No. Sorry, yeah. I didn't wash my fucking hands. Shit.
We'll get in there right now and wash them.
Oh, okay, Joan. Oh, bye!
But yeah, he does a lot of stereotypical, like, how people think of gays. He does some things that, you know, that people will be like, oh my God, that is so gay. But if you're that kind of a gay, you'd be like, why is he making fun of me?
The movie was not even on yet. It was just showing the credits with the music, and we were already laughing our asses off because it was like tweaker meth music.
Oh, dear God.
It's just like ridiculous.
What exactly is tweaker meth music?
It was like...
it's just...
It sounded like a very gay disco dance club.
I pictured tweaker meth music being whatever you hear blaring out of a 83 Camaro.
Oh, well, okay, we should say twink meth user,
tweaker.
I see why you got confused.
Yeah, I pictured, like, Polk County meth user.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, with a cloud over us.
Yes.
Daniel says it's 6 minutes into the show, and the first person to mention Big Fatty was Ricky. He will be pissed that Nicole didn't mention him first.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I love Big Fatty. He knows this.
Of course.
It's Elvis to me.
Oh, Elvis.
You want him to be dead and bury him in the backyard?
Elvis is buried in a backyard
at Graceland.
Oh, is he?
I didn't know that.
Is he buried there?
Yeah, he's buried at Graceland.
I totally think they should bury Michael Jackson
because they were making that comparison land. To.
Oh, you have something on your eye. I thought it was a cute mole, but it actually wasn't.
What? You're retarded.
It's a spot of spooge from last
night. Ew,
and it's black? Black spooge? Ugh. I didn't know Joe was in town.
Oh. Oh, you're right, I did. I just found it. Not spooge, but it was a black something.
Dirty, dirty.
I just found it.
He said Nicolas Cage is going to dig him up. National Treasure style.
That's funny.
Won't the show record if I'm listening to it while recording voicemail? You need to turn the volume down you're
going
to call in.
Oh, they're not going to call in.
No.
There's no live shows.
If they call us in and have us on in the background,
Oh, yeah.
That's going to make a racket. Yeah.
Yes, you are correct. Franco says, racist.
You are racist.
So how many people we have in this room minus us three? Like six? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, we have 9 people.
Woohoo!
I mean, it's nothing like Archer has. Archer has like 16, 25, 30 on a regular show.
Well, let's
show.
Kill Archer and then we'll steal all of his fans.
Awesome!
How's that sound?
Well, you know what? I'm privileged just to have fans.
You can never have too many, so we need to steal his.
You totally gave a Sarah Palin face right there.
You'll betcha. We come down to Wasilla, meet all the fans. What I do, kind of wink and...
Yeah, you kind of, I'm privileged to have fans.
Let's just have a snow day.
Aw, he's pretty.
So, we also are recording live on July 26th and August 9th. I'm going to switch the time from 2 to 3.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Way to just let me know randomly.
Well, that's like 4 weeks in advance.
Not the 26th.
That's 2 weeks in advance. August 9th is 4 weeks in advance.
Honestly, Nicole, what else do you have going on?
From 2 to 3.
You don't ever know. It could be, hey, I'm talking to someone. I could be dating.
What?
At this point
in
time.
No, because you still have not asked him that question yet.
Well.
And you have to tell him what the question is first.
Will you take a dump on my chest?
Yes, that and the other question is, how does he feel about the gays? Because I don't know yet.
Because if he says he hates the gays, there is no Nicole titty fucking.
Right?
Sorry.
There's never Nicole titty fucking. Well, oh my God. Well, I take that back. There was before, but that will change. Well, yeah, unless he wants to. He's really hot.
I thought you had told that story before.
Yeah, this guy's really hot, so if he wants to, he can.
How about anal?
I would need to work up to that.
On the third date.
So you're
not the first, the third.
So you're 3 inputs.
Headphones or speakers? Headphones or speakers?
Gross.
A spunk on your chin.
So just to make Daniel a lot happier, we are going to switch our recording time from 2 to 3 because he records from 3 to... fucking 3 next day.
You mean switch it from 1 to 3?
No, we'll go from 2 to 3. I don't want to do 2 hours.
Oh, I'm stupid. Okay. Aww. You mean
change you it. Are so pretty right now, yeah. Julia.
You mean change it from 1 to 2 to 2 to 3. 3.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Get it? Aww. Got it. Good.
You are so pretty right now, Julia.
Why?
I mean,
he said,
I
will get your listener Glenn if it kills me.
Trust me, you don't want to feel the wrath of Glenn.
Uh-oh.
Really?
I have seen Glenn make people cry.
Oh, shit.
But with just his words.
Really?
Just his words. Fucking piece of fucking shit.
No, he knows how to old school read somebody.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Like nobody
I want an example
ever seen.
Tell
can you
a story.
Give an example?
What's something he would do that would make
someone
cry?
I can't remember the exact words, but years ago there was a straight girl at the bar trying to pick up gay guys.
Why? To kill them?
Because she's stupid.
Oh, okay.
She wants to change them.
And anyway,
that's our goal in life, by the way, is to change the gays.
I had been talking to this guy that she went up and got in the middle of, and he then yelled "slut" across the bar. She turned around and thought it was me. She's like, I heard that, looking at me. And he's like, no, honey, that was me. And then went off on her. She was crying and left.
Aww.
Yeah.
We know it's a good night when a straight girl leaves crying from a gay guy.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke I heard last night because I was watching Margaret Cho on Showtime. And she was talking about how she's a good fag hag. And she loves to go to the gay bars and, you know, hang out with all the gays. She goes, but there's a certain time at night when she needs to be gone, and it's called Dick O'Clock. She said, and Dick O'Clock is when all the gays start looking for Dick. Right. She goes, they need to have a shuttle that'll come pick up all the fag hags and carry us away from the club to a safe house where we'll all watch Project Runway.
Yeah. Well, I know when I was single, Dick O'Clock started early.
That's what she said. She's like, it's about 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because you don't want to wait until the last minute to start looking. Otherwise, you get the leftovers, and you don't want the leftovers.
Sometimes the leftovers just ain't right.
No. Mm-mm. So you want the prime choice.
That's why they're leftovers, because they're
mm-hmm.
and you, the remnants of the bowl. You preferably look for the new ones.
Oh, yeah, I could smell fresh meat a mile away.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even have to look at the door. It's like...
Newbie. Like a vampire.
New meat. Fresh blood.
Newbie. Getting it.
And 99 it's times not. Out of 100, not saying...
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Because you're a whore. Duh.
Toot your own horn.
Excuse me. You are a whore in your previous life.
No, I was a slut in my previous life.
Oh, yeah, because sluts don't get paid.
I never charged. No, thank you.
So do we want to do, like, a phone call or something?
Sure, do we early? Have
any?
Yeah, we have...
You can,
like,
certainly.
Three.
Are you
you guys give us a call at 206-984-3685, because we'll get the call.
Yeah.
And then we can answer your question, like, live, because Daniel Brewer has to tell us how to do this again, because that last service sucked.
Yeah. Are you going to play the current live? I'm dating one person, Franco.
Am I going to play what?
The intro for
yes,
the calls.
Yes, of course. You ready? Let's get our lighters out.
We love our listeners. We know you love us too. We love our listeners. We know you love us too.
Okay, why are we actually doing the lighter? That's so ridiculous.
I love an air lighter.
Okay, here we go. First call.
I answered that in the room, by the way.
Oh, you answered what?
Your question.
Why about air lighters? Why we're doing them?
Oh, okay. Because we're pretty. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Franco. I was just listening to the Pride show, and it was hysterical, like, straight up. But I have a comment to... Julian needs to, like, quit with the bitching. Come on, Mary.
Mary?
Come on with the bitching. All right. Bye.
I think he might be a little drunky in that call.
No, if... Okay. First of all...
He said, I sound drunky.
Yeah, you did. I was already in a pissy mood during that live show. So, Ricky having to help Nicole and me having to... do the first 3 minutes on my own, which got cut out, fortunately. Already put me in a bad mood. And by the time we got to the live phone calls and it was screeching in my ears...
You were over it.
I was over it and I was a raging bitch, so, yeah.
You were so over it. You are pissed.
Yeah.
No, oh, Franco said he sounded drunkies and Lotta Wada said more like downsies.
That's downsy American.
Okay, next call. Here we go.
Oh my god. I just heard the funniest thing on your Pride 48 podcast. This is Franco, by the way. I heard the funniest thing when Ricky said that he was versatile. Oh god. That boy is a B.O.B. big. I can't wait for your guys' show on Sunday. I shall be there, and I will talk to you then. Bye.
Yeah. Franco, yeah. I would like to personally invite you to kiss my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Ricky is a big ol' bottom. He is a big ol' bottom. You are Osama bin Bottom. You will throw your legs up to Jesus faster.
He's a butt terrorist. He throws them bombs.
Really, Nicole? Really?
Your titties jiggle when you laugh like that. Raise them legs to Allah.
God, Big Brother's listening to us and we're going to get terrorist attacked.
Illegal wiretapping.
Terrorist.
Terrorist.
Oh, my tears.
And by tears, she means boobs.
Oh. That was funny, you guys. Nicole is literally about to pass out.
Oh, my stomach!
Veritable.
I don't know more!
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Veritable Virgo sent a picture of a hot dog down the highway.
No.
I'm going to use it for the album art. And it's all nasty hallway, too. It has, like, tile all inside of it.
I thought you were going to use the picture of me deep throating a hot dog.
That, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Brother Casey. How are you doing? How you doing? Are you okay, Nicole?
You going to make it? You want me to you want me to slap you?
No.
You sure?
Oh, God.
Because I
can't see. My eyes are blurred.
You don't need to see to talk.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
You ready for the next call?
Yeah.
We just got one, actually, too. Okay. So
probably just...
Keep calling people. Here we go.
No, you didn't. This is Joe from Dallas.
Of course
just
it is.
Just listened to the voicemail section of the last show, and oh, hell to the no. You didn't just go into the whole conversation about the one you would go back to and then have to whisper, he was black. Although I'm quite thrilled that he did rock your world. So, ha.
So, ha.
Yeah, for those who hadn't listened, Ricky was talking about a ex... Friend he had, and he whispered to me, he was black. So, yeah, that's what Joe was talking about.
Wait, Cecil says, I have a 4-year-old child and
Amanda
to cook for.
Before D.I.?
Dick? So,
what's D.I.? Bye, Cecil.
Bye.
Brother what's Casey's D.I.? Leaving too?
No.
Hughes? Mm.
No, it's humor, Cecil saying okay. Bye to...
Hi, Humor Penguin. Wow, our chat room's getting bigger bigger.
I like it when it grows.
D.I., dubious intent.
Oh, no. Duh. Oh, so Cecil... Okay, I see how it is. Go ahead, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just go ahead and do that, Cecil?
He's going to cook for during our show, but
yeah.
be back for
dubious intent, who has like a 12-hour fucking show.
Yeah. Retract the claws.
I know, right?
Like, look like your dog last night.
Oh, crazy. My God.
Yeah.
Finbar went fucking, like,
Cujo.
Ape shit last night. It took
me, Ricky, and a broom to get him out from underneath my bed.
Humor Penguin just left.
He's oh. Like, you guys aren't funny.
You're sad.
He wasn't. He must obviously wasn't listening, though. If he thought we weren't funny.
Right. So, oh, just on a side note, you know, everyone can leave us iTunes reviews.
Yeah,
remember
our contest.
Yes, we have a contest going on.
No, we fucking don't.
It's just to replace you when you don't show up.
All right, now talk. That's what it's going to be like when this person wins. So, but anyway, somebody went onto iTunes and actually left us an iTunes review saying that we were funnier than the PNS explosion.
Wow.
Duh.
I was like, what?
Because we are.
PNS explosion is like up there.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
You're pissing Franco off because you turned down my microphone. He said, what a bitch move.
Well, Franco, you're not in the fucking room, are you?
This
How
is
about
my,
that, bitch?
This is my damn show.
My damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
That's only edited to sound that way. It's not true.
Okay, so we have a question from somebody, from Damon.
Damon.
Okay.
It's a very interesting question,
oh,
and you guys are probably going to laugh your ass off when you hear
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Here's a question for you guys. Imagine there is a book with pictures of three different asses. One picture is your current boyfriend, acquaintance. Another picture is your ex. And the last picture is the best fuck you've ever had. This is a scratch and sniff book. Scratch each picture and explain in detail what each one smells like. Also, if possible, what they had for dinner.
Wow.
Well, Nicole, I can't really answer that question. One, yeah, I've only had sex with one person.
So scratch his ass and tell us what it smells like. Oh, a married person.
It smells like his wife.
He wasn't... He wasn't married when we were doing it. So he was still a single boy at that point in time.
Was he dating her, though, at the same time he was dating you? Oh.
No.
Well, liar.
He was dating another girl, but not that wife. Yeah.
Ricky smells like curry and recycled airplane air. Which smells like body odor and swine flu.
Swine flu! Get you every time.
You are really laughing today.
Things are funny.
Things are funny.
I like this live show shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, Gavin, the guy that I love his name because it sounds like Gagin. Hi, Gavin.
Or Gabin.
So
I guess we need to answer the question? Or are we really going to answer that?
I really don't have...
I'll answer it.
Okay.
Current.
Which is Chris.
So, cleanliness. He's very... clean.
He smells like person. Irish
orchid.
Spring.
Is his ass like an orchid?
Let me say. I'll go current ex and best lay.
Okay.
Would be cologne, perfume, and army.
Perfume?
And army fatigues.
Oh!
I know the army story.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Can you tell that on the show or not?
What?
The army story. Would you rather not? Or should we leave that for a contest?
No, I once had relations
with a Marine.
A Marine one time, but this was an Army paratrooper.
Oh. He's good at opening those chutes, ain't he? Don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, Tasty Diane's in the room.
Oh, hey, Tasty Diane.
You're so cute. It's okay. We're recording all of it, so you'll be all right.
You can hear it later
on. You just missed, like, 15 minutes of pure laughter.
Comedy
laughing.
Gold.
Who just joined? It says Ricky's sweaty, and it's probably ass after that, but it wouldn't fit. You are an asshole.
Well, I don't have a number one fan this time.
No, you don't.
That's true.
I never had one.
So, wait, you had the parachute or the paraplegic guy?
Paratrooper.
Oh,
paraplegic.
It's the guys that jump out of airplanes.
All right, and didn't he come into town a second time? And your friend screwed you over.
Yeah, he come back because I was working at the bar then DJing, and one of my friends was bartending when he come in. It was like early in the week, so obviously I wasn't working. So he come in, asked my friend who was bartending for my phone number, and he did not give it to him. Oh, I was pissed. I'm like, if he ever comes back, you give him my phone number.
Or call me and tell me he's there.
You're right.
Dumbass.
Okay, Ricky, what's yours?
Well,
you don't have a current. Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
I guess Miguel would be my current. He smells like...
Walt. Ricky Sweaty changed his nickname to Walt Loves Ricky.
So it'd be... No, I won't be me.
He smells like churros.
Well, at least you didn't say like empanadas or something
bean burrito.
Oh, does he have a towel on a dental chain?
Let's see. My
ex.
Another picture. Okay, your ex. Smells like pure asshole because that's what he is.
Oh, snap.
Oh, Walt is Ricky's current. Oh, Walt smells like gumdrops.
And mermaids.
Mermaids. And he smells like chloroform.
Chloroform. Oh, your favorite pickup line? Julie, okay. Does this smell like chloroform?
Yeah. Hey, okay, you tell me if this smells like chloroform?
You have one more.
And what's the
best lay?
Oh, the best lay. He smelled like straight up Virginia Tech football player.
and he was black.
Holy shit, we just got two more calls.
Woohoo!
We're popular in junk, y'all.
We are popular.
Popular.
Either that or people want us to shut up and hear their own voice.
I'm still not seeing. Oh, there's Holly. Hey, Holly. I've been looking
for
you.
This is Julian's current, who was told he was the best, who won't be giving any for a long time.
Is that Chris?
I don't know.
I know Nessa's in the room, too. Hey, Nessa. How you doing? How you doing? I know you can't respond right now, but... All right, let's see. We have some more questions. Well, it's more of a statement and a question.
Okay.
It's from Joe. Hope you boys have a fun live show today. I'm stuck in retail hell and will be missing making snarky comments to Ricky and generally working to make Julianne look more like a tramp than Ricky. While I agree that you are fine, you are a fine quality program, I can't believe you sunk to the level of personally quoting Sarah, I'm so strong, I quit, Palin, to get out of answering questions. Julianne, man up. You're supposed to be the brains and the bossy bottom of the show. Ricky's the pretty one, so his expectations are less.
Well, what am I, chopped liver? Dang.
Oh my God, we just got another call.
You know what? You weren't here.
Yes, you weren't here.
That's why you weren't mentioned.
And you're going to be not so happy with this one either. Mm-hmm. Questions of the week. Ricky, which Mariah Carey song is the one you can't live without? I would say... I like Open Arms, even though it's not an original Mariah Carey song because she remade it.
Right.
But
that
I like
count.
It. Oh, it doesn't count?
You're talking... The Journey song?
Yeah, she redid it.
Ew.
It's really good. I would play it right now, but at the request of Daniel Brewer, we are not allowed to play any music that is licensed.
Yeah, okay.
Mariah Scary, says Franco. Mm.
I like Honey. I love the video. I have it on my iPod and my iPhone. I love it.
Well, Honey. Wait, let me touch you.
Which Mariah moment was most embarrassing? Glitter or
Gavin, didn't she die?
Which Mariah moment was the most embarrassing? Glitter or the train wreck of an MJ tribute performance?
Oh, that's a tie,
Mariah,
I think.
Mariah was sad. No. I like to see you get up and sing for some white man that died.
White man. You mean white woman?
That everyone loves.
Really?
Right.
Only in America can you be born poor and black and die rich and white.
Oh, no.
Only in America. Only in America.
Let's turn your mic down for about 5 minutes while you shit out that racism that you have inside of you.
Yeah, you're on race restrictions.
Joe is going to die.
That's a true thing. That's true. Only in America could that happen. It doesn't happen anywhere else. That's an American comment.
Oh, my
comment,
God. I'm coughing
a
like a smoke
comment.
For 10 years.
I know. I want a cigarette.
Julian, who is louder in bed, you or Ricky? Keep in mind which person the neighbors grin at most and the person who can be quoted by the other roommate at the time of orgasm.
Well, I've never heard you.
And I've never heard you.
So that pretty much
answers itself.
Yeah.
It negates itself.
Yeah.
Good one.
I like that.
I tend to let loose a little more when you're not in the house.
White is only skin deep.
That's true.
But ugly goes to the bone.
My troll.
Your troll.
My
Nicole
troll
has this
troll
that lives inside of her. And when it comes out.
It's all kinds of ugly.
Oh my God. Ugly.
Franco negates itself. He put gay in big letters.
Well, you can't put gay in small letters. So.
Okay. Nicole, I'll heart you hard, but who am I kidding? You won't even be there to answer this anyway.
I'm here.
And for shits and giggles, Chris, hi, Daddy. Ricky, say that really sweetly to him to irritate Julian. What did you learn about Julian after listening to the show that you didn't know? And is there anything Julian hasn't done for you that you want him to? Barring gymnastics and slings and stuff.
Well,
so with Chris, I guess we might have to record his answer, or he can call into the show at 206-984-3685 like everyone else is doing.
Is he listening? Do you know?
He said he was going to. He had to go to Walmart.
Maybe he's a lot of water.
Did he really say Walmart?
Yeah. Well, he typed it in a text message, but
Walmart? Mm-hmm. Was he serious?
Uh-huh. No. I.
Oh.
Lottawada said, let me make a list.
We call it that jokingly.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. Because that's what I would call it jokingly. But there are people that call it Walmarts.
Like popcorn chicken.
Yeah.
Or like dividends.
Dividends, yes.
Dividends.
What were you going to say?
Popcorn chicken.
Mm. Okay. He says, enough for now, guys. Hope you have another live show soon so I can sit on the on the chat room. Take care. Joe in Dallas. Ricky's fan, and I guess like Julian, but only when he takes off the hood and when he rides a reverse cowgirl.
Loves it. Takes off the hood.
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, God. There was a part, Bruno, they talk
he's
about
asking
that.
This guy, he's like, well, what's your favorite position? And he's like, oh, well, I like missionary or a reverse cowgirl. And he's like, reverse cowgirl? What's that? And he's like, you know, it's where he's like, could you show me? We're just two men. It's okay. And he was like, all right. So then they show Bruno sitting on his lap backwards. He's like, this is reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, and he's got a cigarette hanging off his mouth.
Good God.
Gross. Amy, if you're listening, I hope you're listening while you're doing this, but to get in the chat room, you go into hit chat. If it's not working for you, download Firefox or Safari and then go into it. It should work for you. But she just messaged me on Facebook, so I hope that she's listening too. So
oh, and know. Variable Virgo says not too many Bruno spoilers.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
My bad.
Sorry. We won't fucking talk about what we want to talk about then.
I know,
shit.
Right? You should have seen it when it first came out like we did.
Yeah.
And, well, and apparently, according to Chris, I'm not getting it for a while anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Maybe I have to go for somewhere else.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Okay.
I would never do that.
We have another call. You ready?